Hello everyone, and happy Chanukah to you all. Chanukah is a unique Yom Tov. We have special mitzvos to do on Chanukah. We say Hallel. However, we still do malacha. We go to school, to work, through our regular routines. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that presents just that, taking the mundane, the regular, and elevating it to something spiritual. Taking the oil that always lights for one day and seeing the nes of it remaining lit for 8 days. Battling the huge Greek army with a small number of untrained Jewish men and emerging from the battle victorious. The laws of nature can be broken if Hashem so desires it to be. Yes, the unfathomable can happen. The unrealistic can come to fruition. Although in our day-to-day lives we are not supposed to rely on miracles, and we certainly do not expect miracles to happen, Chanukah is a time that we can pause and remind ourselves that although Hashem typically runs this world with the laws of nature, there are times when He allows our earthly world to supersede nature. This concept is important for us to internalize, especially at a time in history when the laws of nature seem so upside down. In addition to the morals and ethics of the general society around seeming to go topsy-turvy, even the laws of nature seem to be altered. Vaccines that are supposed to protect people are not. Leaders who are supposed to bring peace and vitality to their countries are not. Regular citizens who are supposed to use their talent and ability by contributing to the workforce are not. So many things are not operating within the laws of nature. As Yidden, we recognize that these are not mistakes or chance mishaps. These are directed plans being puppeteered by Hashem up above as part of His master plan for mankind. Hashem wants us to acknowledge that there is no power in the world but Him, and that we must become more humble, believing, and trusting of Him, and only Him. This recognition would likely translate into enhanced tefillah, as we acknowledge that we should stop wasting time listening to and conversing with mere flesh and blood. It is time to turn our eyes upwards and talk to Hashem more, trust Him more. Make decisions that you think would make Hashem proud. Let us demonstrate to Hashem on this festival of lights that the only real light in this world whose flame flickers brightly is the flickering flame of Hashem and His Torah. Does your lifestyle reflect that? Does your phone reflect that? Your choice of recreation, your wardrobe, your language? Does my lifestyle reflect the belief that I live in a different sphere, the sphere of Hashem and His Ratzon? These are some questions to ponder as we gaze into the Chanukah flames with our family and friends. May it be an illuminating Yom Tov for us all.